Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of In Accord. Our weather here in Dallas the last 2 weeks has been unseasonably warm, with temperatures getting well into the 80s. But that has come to an end beginning with this week. And after all, it is now December. Much of the rest of the country has not been as fortunate as we have in Dallas. Severe storms have been affecting the East Coast and the Northeast, causing many flight delays during and after the Thanksgiving holiday. If you're traveling during this period of unsettled weather, please be extra cautious and stay safe. We have now entered the last month of the year, and as usual, it is filled with activity. Next week, the Ministerial Board of Directors will be here at the office for its annual meeting. Each year, during the first or second week of December, the MBOD gathers to review the strategic plan, the operation plans, and the budget for the coming year. We've already put together the folder that we will provide with to each of the board members so they can look over the budget, the strategic plan, and the operation plans. But it's hard to believe that January 2026, just 4 weeks from now, will mark the beginning of our 16th fiscal year since COGWA was incorporated in Florida on December 23, 2010. It hardly seems possible that 15 years have already passed. In my December member letter, I wrote about these plans for 2026. I'd like to read a small portion of that letter here on In Accord for all of you today. Each year, beginning in 2012, I've been required to present a strategic plan, a series of operation plans, and a budget to the MBOD for its approval. To be clear, everything we do must be driven by Scripture, and it is in Scripture that we are told that our mission is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God to the world as we sow the seed in all nations. Matthew 24, verse 14, Matthew 13, verses 18 through 23. And that we are to make disciples and care for those whom God chooses to call throughout the world. John 6:44 and Matthew 28:19. Now that is a simple yet profound strategic plan. It gives us our mission, but we must still determine how to accomplish that mission. There is no doubt about our mission, but how to accomplish it is not clearly laid out in Scripture. When this mission was provided in the first century, the means of spreading the gospel were very different than they are today. So each year we discuss the various ways to accomplish that mission that Christ gave to his apostles almost 2,000 years ago. As an organization, we don't have unlimited financial resources, but we have been blessed with an increase in our income virtually every year since we began. And through diligent oversight of those funds, we have never overspent our budget in our 15 years of existence. Because of those two factors, increased income and disciplined spending, we have added additional funds for spreading the gospel this next year while also constructing a new building on our property as an education center and auditorium. With these important factors in place, we've developed a most aggressive and far-reaching plan for 2026. In developing our plan, the five administrators from headquarters, Dave Myers, Doug Horchak, Clyde Kylo, Britt Taylor, and I, get together and discuss these three elements: the strategic plan, the operation plan for each department, and the budget. Normally, we schedule three sessions for an open-ended discussion, beginning after the feast and concluding the week before Thanksgiving. We are required to present these plans to the MBOD 2 weeks in advance of the annual meeting. This year, the meeting of the MBOD is scheduled for December the 8th through the 10th. So our deadline for submitting our plans was Monday, November 24th. I am pleased to say that we have never failed to make our deadline. This year, we sent digital copies of each document on Thursday, November 20th, several days in advance of our deadline. These documents are now in the hands of the MBOD for their consideration in advance of the annual meeting. Although I shared this summary in my December letter with all the members, I wanted to repeat it here because this planning process is an important part of our work each year. Even as we present these plans, we do not yet know how the financial year will end. As of now, we are entering the final month of the year with a strong increase over last year, which itself was our best year ever. With this positive outlook, we are proposing our most ambitious budget yet for the MBOD to consider. It includes a recommendation for a substantial increase in the international budget. This past year, we added new congregations in Africa and Australia. While our attendance in the U.S. continues to increase only modestly, many international areas, especially Latin America, Africa, and Australia, are growing at a faster pace. We are cautiously optimistic that this growth will continue into the next fiscal year. We are also proposing an increase in our media budget, most of which will support expanded advertising efforts. Life Open Truth Presents continues to perform very well, with two programs surpassing 300,000 views each. Booklet downloads are increasing steadily, with our booklet on the Book of Revelation leading at more than 150,000 downloads. In October alone, we recorded just under 500,000 unique visitors to our English, French, and Spanish Life, Hope, and Truth websites. Our goal is to increase these numbers even further in the coming year. But you know, the MBOD meeting is only the beginning of a full month of activity. The day after the meetings conclude, my wife and I will leave for Chile. This is an important trip for me. It will be my first international trip since my surgery in July. Although my recovery has gone very well and I experienced no setbacks during the feast or on short domestic flights, I am still somewhat anxious. These trips were only 2 to 3 hours long. This one will be an overnight flight from Dallas to Santiago, lasting about 9 hours. Also, Phil and Marla Sandilands will be joining us, or perhaps it is more accurate to say that we will be joining them. As you know, Mr. Sandilands has been appointed Assistant Regional Director for the Spanish Work, which is our largest international area with approximately 2,000 members. This will be his first trip to Latin America in his new role. This new position is part of our effort toward legacy planning. Mr. Leon Walker will continue as Regional Director until he chooses to retire, which he has indicated may be within the next 2 years. Mr. Walker is our most respected elder, our oldest employee, and the longest tenured employee serving in the same role. He has served as Regional Director for the Spanish Work since 1979. We believe he is irreplaceable in many ways, but we also recognize the need to prepare for the future. So this trip will be meaningful for all the reasons I've outlined. In addition, each of us will be speaking in Spanish during the trip. I have 4 presentations scheduled, 2 split sermons, a Bible study, and an address to the ILP participants in Santiago. And Mr. Sandilands will give 2 split sermons as well. We'll return from Chile on Monday, December 22nd, making this a 12-day trip. Unfortunately, because the Winter Family Weekend begins only 2 days later, I am not planning to attend this year. I usually try to attend every 2 or 3 years, and I plan to go this year. But since it begins so soon after my trip to Chile, I have decided not to push my limits. Therefore, I will not be at the Winter Family Weekend this December. But I want to wish all of you who will be attending a wonderful time of fellowship and participation in the activities. I have never been disappointed when attending the Winter Family Weekend, and I'm sure you will not be disappointed either. And after the Winter Family Weekend, we will have our final camp of the year, Winter Camp in Wisconsin. For those who enjoy snow and cold, it'll be a wonderful experience. And for those who simply enjoy camp, I'm sure it will be memorable for you as well. Well, what a year this has been. Personally, I have experienced some of my darkest days and some of my brightest moments. Returning to work after surgery, attending the feast, and now preparing for the coming year have all been highlights for me. I truly feel that God intervened on my behalf and brought me back from my health crisis. This Thanksgiving was especially meaningful. 6 months ago, I did not know I even had a health issue. 5 months ago, I was undergoing surgery and uncertain about what lay ahead. I was blessed to spend Thanksgiving with part of my family here in the Dallas area. And for the first time in my life, I found myself reflecting more deeply on the meaning of life, the importance of family, and the privilege of serving in God's work. I don't believe I ever took these blessings for granted, but this year I certainly appreciated them more profoundly than ever. I also hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving as well, and that you had time to be alone with God, giving Him thanks for all He has done in our lives, and for the privilege we have to know the truth and worship Him every Sabbath. Well, that will do it from here for now. Next week, Dr. Levy will update you on the activities at the Winter Family Weekend and Foundation Institute. And before the end of the month, Mr. Meeker, chairman of the MBOD, will provide you an update on the board meetings. I won't see you again until after I return from Chile. Please pray for our trip, and don't forget to pray for those who are suffering from illness at this time. I cannot recall a time when we have received more urgent prayer requests than we have recently. Many of our members truly, truly need our prayers. Well, have a wonderful and restful Sabbath, and I look forward to being with you again soon. I'll just simply say goodbye for now.